Well, today we are visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2024 at Audubon High School, and we have three young ladies we want to visit with today, starting with
Maddie Nielsen.
Okay. Maddie, tell us about your family.
My mom is Christy Nielsen. My dad's Robert Nielsen. I have a sister, Taylor, and a brother, Cooper. They are currently both in college. My sister's a vet student at Iowa State, and my brother's a freshman at Milford in Nebraska.
Wow, I was the oldest. I always heard the youngest has it the easiest. Is that true?
Oh, I don't know about that. There's definitely some perks to it, but I don't know about that.
I'm sure the youngest probably says the oldest has it the easiest, but you never know. Talk a little bit about your time here at Audubon. Talk about school, classes that you liked. What did you enjoy?
Yeah, I really enjoy my classes at Audubon. The past year I've been at DMAC a lot, but during my freshman and sophomore years I was here a lot, and I really enjoyed the science classes and the math classes. They really just push us to be our best and to our best academic ability.
Okay. Well, you're talking about classes that tend to be a little bit tougher than some of the others. Do you enjoy a good challenge?
Yeah, I do. And I think those two departments did a really good job of challenging us to strive for our best, I guess.
Okay, very good. Talk about teachers. What teachers inspired you?
I think Mrs. Knuth really had a big impact on me. She always pushed us. She's known to be one of the harder teachers, and over the years, I guess, I've just really grown to respect her a lot.
Okay, very good. What about extracurricular activities? What all have you been involved in?
With sports, I'm involved in track, softball, and volleyball. Other extracurriculars like FFA, NHS. We just recently started a new extracurricular called FCW, which is the Fellowship of Christian Wheelers, which I'm also involved in. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay, pretty busy. Yeah. Do you have a favorite out of all those?
I really enjoy volleyball.
Okay. So a lot of these things you're talking about are things that you do with others as a team. Do you enjoy that aspect of some of the activities?
Yeah, I really enjoy my teammates, and being a part of a small school, a lot of the teammates are the same. So I enjoy that aspect, is you can just kind of build your teammates and teamwork throughout the years.
Sure. What do you think down the road, several years from now, when you look back at your high school days, what will you be most proud of?
I think I'll just be most proud of knowing that I was nice to everyone, and kind of that I just built relationships with all of my peers, because I think that's probably what you'll remember when you're older, and not your grades, but you'll remember who was nice to you in the hallways.
Okay, very good. What happens to you this fall? Where are you going?
I'm going to Vermilion, South Dakota, to the University of South Dakota, and I plan on majoring in pre-vet.
Okay. Why USD?
I really liked their campus. It had a small town feel, but they're also Division I. They also have a dome, so I won't have to sit outside in the cold for football, which is nice. And I found a roommate that I really enjoy her personality, so I'm excited.
Excellent. Why that course of study?
I think my sister had a big impact on that. She's a pre-vet student, like I said, at Iowa State. And I think I've always grown up, I live on a farm, so I grew up around animals. I just really enjoy helping them. So we'll see if that's what I stick with, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice as they get ready to start high school in the fall. What should they know?
I think just be yourself. Really put yourself out there, because you can only grow from that. And why there might be some downsides of putting yourself out there, you can really grow and become a good student through that.
All right. Maddie, thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have
Alexis Obermeyer.
Okay. Alexis, introduce us to your family.
My dad is Chris Obermeyer, and my mom is Ashley Obermeyer. I have an older brother named Dylan, and he currently works HVAC at Remsburg Service in Audubon. I have a younger brother, Carter, who is a freshman here at Audubon, and then a younger sister, Madison, who's a fifth grader.
Okay, you are spread out a little bit then. Very good. Talk a little bit about classwork for you. What did you enjoy?
I really enjoyed, kind of like Maddie said, a lot of the science classes, but I also really enjoyed the English classes. I think they really helped to prepare me for college courses and for my future.
Okay. What about teachers? Who are you going to remember? Who are you talking about at the 5 or 10 year class reunion?
I think Miss Mattson has probably been my favorite. I love her outgoing personality. She's always coming into the classroom with a very, very happy face, very happy personality. So I really love her for that.
Okay. Is there something, some way that she kind of pushed you to be your best?
Yeah, for sure. She was actually worked as a DMAC professor. So I think being a college professor, she really pushed us to the next level and helped prepare us for our future college courses as well.
Oh, very good. Well, talk about your extracurricular activities.
I am involved in track, softball, student senate. I'm currently the student body vice president. FFA, FCW, NHS, all of the above.
You've got all the letters covered, don't you?
Yes.
Wow. Did you want to be busy when you got into high school? Is that something you intended to do, is try as much as you can?
Yeah. My parents, I mean, have always taught me to volunteer, to be active in the community and within the school. So I think learning from them has really helped a lot.
Do you have a favorite among all those things? It sounds like leadership is something you like.
Yes, I love being a leader, but definitely softball and just being able to share my passion and lead my team, my teammates as well.
Okay, very good. Any accomplishments that you're going to look back on and be most proud of years from now?
I definitely think just being involved in the school and community is what I'm going to be most proud of years from now. I think that's taught me a lot of life skills that I'll carry on into the future.
All right. Well, where will you be this fall?
I am planning on attending Grandview University in Des Moines to study kinesiology and play softball.
Okay. Why Grandview?
Grandview is a very small school, but it really just felt like home. I loved their softball coaches. I loved their professors, and it truly just clicked and felt like home there.
And you feel you're ready for the college softball experience?
I think so. I'm super, super excited.
Very good. All right. And kinesiology?
Yes.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm planning on going into physical therapy. It really helped. So my brother just recently had an ACL injury, so kind of seeing his recovery really inspired me to go into that field, and that's really what I want to do.
Yeah, sometimes things happen that are unfortunate, but they can spark something in you and give you an opportunity to help others out that way too.
Yeah.
Very good. Give those eighth graders some advice then. What should they know before they start high school in the fall?
I would definitely say just be kind to everyone. Everyone can use a smiling face each and every single day, as well as just stay very involved in all kinds of extracurriculars. You only get one high school experience, so just be as involved as you can.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and next we have?
I'm Addie Hooker.
Okay, Addie, tell us about your family.
My parents are Jason and Sarah Hooker. I have two little brothers who are in eighth grade and sixth grade.
Which one annoys you more?
Oh, God. Oh,
wait, don't answer that. I don't want to get you in trouble. Talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy?
I enjoyed a lot of the sciences as well. I also enjoyed the English, like they kind of talked about. It's all been really good. We have a really good staff here at Audubon, so that's something to be super proud of, I think. I also enjoyed FFA. That was a main thing in ag classes.
Okay. Well, you kind of touched on the educational experience here because of the instructors. Who are your favorites?
I would say Brittany Elmquist is one of my favorites. She is our FFA advisor. I have served as a chapter officer with her, and it's just been great to have her leadership, and she's just such a positive and fun person to be around.
Okay, very good. It sounds like FFA was kind of a favorite of yours.
Yeah, it's been one of my favorites. Yeah, we've got to do a lot through it.
So. Yeah, why? What makes that special?
We have a really big chapter. I think almost 80% of our student body is in FFA, so it's been really fun to be able to travel around with them and learn more about agriculture.
Has it opened some doors for you that you might not have been able to find otherwise?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's definitely opened a lot of leadership opportunities and a lot of opportunities to make connections with other people around the state.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good. And so leadership is a big deal for you then, too.
For sure, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else we got? Talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities you've been in then, too.
Yeah, so I've been in softball, volleyball, and track, and then NHS, Student Senate, Fellowship of Christian Wheelers, FFA. Yeah, I think that's about all of them.
Did we cover them all?
I mean,
between the three of you, we could be here all day talking about all the things you've had a chance to get yourself involved in. Like the others said, did you want to be busy? Did you want to try as much as you could?
Yes, for sure. I love to stay busy. It's so fun to be active, and it's a lot of the same people and a lot of the things, so it's fun to just come together and continue to make the school better.
Okay. How about accomplishments for you? What will you look back on and be proud of?
I think I'll be proud of how much I did during the high school. Have a long list of activities that I've been involved in, and it's been really fun to be able to be a part of all that and just be able to bring joy and spread positivity throughout the school.
Mm-hmm. Is the senior class pretty close?
Yes, we are very close. We have a really good class. We're probably one of the smaller classes in our school, but we're all very close and we all get along very well. So that's been a blessing.
Very good. What's next for you then in the fall?
I am heading to Mount Mercy University in Cedar Rapids, and I plan to study nursing there.
Okay, very good. How'd you find Mount Mercy?
So I have a lot of family that lives over in eastern Iowa. I'm planning to play volleyball there as well, and I really like their volleyball program, and their nursing program is really great, and my mom actually studied there to become a nurse when she was going through college. So.
A little head start, a little inside information then, too. So what do you want to do with the nursing degree then? Where do you see yourself?
I hope to maybe work in a small rural community with that. I know a lot of rural hospitals need nurses. I also hope to travel a little bit with it, too. I think it's a skill that can be used anywhere, so I think being able to travel and help people around the world would be awesome, too.
A small rural hospital? Audubon's kind of a small rural area.
Yeah.
Is that Audubon a possibility?
Could be a possibility. Maybe someday. Yeah.
Who knows?
It's a great town to come back to.
Very good. Give the 8th graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
I would say just be involved in everything. I mean, be involved as much as you can and stay busy, because time goes by really quick and it's fun to be able to make memories with your friends and teammates and build those connections that'll last forever.
Yeah, I'm sure right now you're wondering where it all went. It was just a freshman the other day and now all of a sudden we're graduating. So best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. That's some of the tops of the class of 2024 at Audubon High School. Want to thank again Maddie, Addie, and Alexis for spending some time with us here today.
Thank you.